How to deal with grief, part 5. Even with the passing of a loved human, it must be difficult to only focus on that event instead of all the good things that you shared when they lived among you. Don't you recall funny moments? Don't you recall cute moments? Don't you recall them talking to you? Don't you recall how they followed you around? Don't you recall little things you noticed about their behaviour? These reasons and many more would be a good suggestion as to how to help you cope with the passing of a favourite pet. A celebration of all that he meant to you is a great way to move forward. As in the case of Mottle, it was easy to talk to and be around other people who had had cats with longevity and what they did and how they coped with their passing. One of my very good friends had a cat that lived nearly 20 years. He had many memories of his cat and would often refer back to those years and what great importance all his habits and activities meant to him. He had millions of photos as well. He didn't have children at the time, and so the cat to he and his wife was the most cherished and most spoilt person in their household. Unfortunately, there are many people out in the world who don't give a damn. To them, they are only animals. They have never had or given themselves the opportunity to give their hearts to someone other than themselves. Therefore, it is in their nature to say cruel things when you try to broach the subject with them. Ignore their taunts. Getting cross with someone because of their heartless comments doesn't serve you any good. Avoid the subject or them for a while, at least until you feel you have moved on yourself from the passing of your pet. You need to mix with people who understand and who have been through such a time themselves. Surround yourself with such people and they will help you heal the rift you are already feeling within you. A true friend will give you the space and the listening ear for as long as you need it. And that is the end of part 5.